It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Although the government shutdown is now in day 36, which is a new record for the government being in a partial shutdown, we are starting to see a little bit of news starting to be needed to come out of USDA. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about what's happening.
As we near the end of the 2025 crop year, did your risk management strategy perform the way you planned? Did you follow your marketing plan, or did your current conditions cause you to adjust course? And what about your crop insurance coverage? Did you maximize protection to fit your operation and your goals? If you're questioning how your strategy performed, it might be time to talk to a true risk management specialist. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
USDA is prepared to release a couple of reports in the month of November to help solidify some of the programs that they are trying to accomplish. Right now, what's looked like is on the docket to be released is that USDA is going to release their milk production estimate from October. They're going to release that on November 10th. Then we're going to see the November crop production report come out on November 14th. This was earlier slated to come out on November 10th. Now, this will be an update for the crop production estimates, supply and demand numbers for corn, wheat, and soybeans. Likely it will replace the October one that we did not see, and it will bring in the table form what we did see from the September 30th quarterly grain stocks estimates and the final stocks for 2024's crop. Now, there will be some adjustments made to that as those stocks were a little bit higher, but as of now, it doesn't look like USDA will make major changes to the supply and demand numbers because of China now signing or having a trade deal in place. So it's not likely we're going to see much change as far as exports are concerned for soybeans. Corn exports continue to be fairly strong from what we've been seeing in the shipment side of things. And the only other number that we could possibly be looking at for a possible adjustment will be the yield. And that is something that is being debated right now. Normally, we have in-field surveys that take place for October and November. That's not likely going to happen in this report. And since we're in the backside of harvest, it's very unlikely we're going to see actual field surveys take place in this report. But it'll give us an idea, it'll give us a baseline, and at least try to figure out where stocks are at after making the adjustments for the 2024 crop. USDA is also going to release the cattle on feed report on November 21st and another milk production report on the November 21st. So these reports are helping to get some baseline numbers figured out to see just where USDA is at. And it's likely going to help to figure out what they're going to do as far as the disaster programs moving forward.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.